The New South Wales government has announced sweeping new powers to crack down on the use of dangerous building products. The tough fines have been introduced in the wake of the catastrophic fire at London's Grenfell Tower earlier this year, which killed 80 people. And while cladding is in the spotlight now, the powers could potentially cover a broad range of building materials. Thomas Arete prepared this report.
It's been 5 months since the deadly Grenfell Tower inferno in London, and the New South Wales government says it's taking tough action to ensure nothing similar happens here.
The New South Wales government will ban the use of unsafe building products across New South Wales.
Matt Keane is the state's minister for better regulation.
That includes the use of unsafe cladding on high-rise residential buildings in this state. For those that breach these laws, there will be significant financial penalties that apply. Fines of more than $1 million for corporations and more than $200,000 for individuals.
He says the new laws will make it easier to inspect and pinpoint where unsafe cladding is on high-rise residential buildings. They'll also make it easier for the government to fix faults in existing buildings. And there are some faults. Paul Baxter is the Commissioner of Fire and Rescue New South Wales.
Fire and Rescue New South Wales have been working with the cladding task force very diligently and hard to identify all the buildings and visit all of the buildings that we have concerns around and that have cladding that could be a risk.
Back in July, an audit identified more than 1,000 properties in the state that could contain dangerous cladding, and a small number now require further investigation. The government said it was less than 100. Matt Keane says authorities are responding quickly.
New South Wales Fair Trading is in the process of writing to every single resident in those buildings that have been identified.
But the legislation introduced in Parliament today goes further than cladding. It gives the Commissioner for Fair Trading additional powers to identify unsafe building materials and prohibit them from being used. And under the new laws, builders, suppliers and manufacturers will be compelled to produce their records so products can be tracked. If that information isn't provided, it'll be a criminal offence, and local councils will also be closely watched to ensure safety issues are being addressed. But Commissioner Paul Baxter is calling for calm.
It's really important to note that the cladding in itself does not mean the building is dangerous. But the identification of the buildings that have cladding have been referred to the local council, who will undertake further investigation of those buildings to make sure that none of the residents in those buildings are unsafe.
But how do you determine what a dangerous building product actually is? The Minister, Matt Keane, was pressed on that this afternoon.
These are broad powers for all unsafe building products used inappropriately. So we're talking about the issue of cladding today, but there may be other products in the marketplace. We saw things like infinity cables, which we identified as being unsafe in certain circumstances, and we used powers to ban them. These will give the Fair Trading Commissioner additional powers to ban the use of products that are dangerous in the marketplace.
Greens MP David Shoebridge says the government needs to be clearer.
This has all the look of a policy that they're making up on the run. They don't even know what building products they want to ban, and yet they're rushing through legislation. I think the government is really playing catch-up on this. It's an ambulance at the bottom of the cliff, if you like.
New South Wales isn't the first state to take action. Back in August, the Queensland Parliament introduced legislation to stop the use of unsafe building products, and the Fire Protection Association of Australia welcomes the move. CEO Scott Williams has told PM it's not that simple to list every single product on the government's target list.
There is literally thousands and thousands and thousands of products that go into a building, and it would be very dangerous to try and single out products. But certainly our association view is that anything that has the potential to make a building unsafe, particularly from a fire perspective, it's important that obviously that these products are identified, and importantly that we look to make sure that they're taken out of the market.
But isn't that clarity necessary for a builder to know when they're building a house what they can use and what they can't?
Well, look, you know, there is a duty of care obviously on all individuals in the supply chain to make sure that they're correctly selecting products. There is certainly, Australian standards, there's building codes, there's watermark, there's a whole range of different programs out there, shoring up certainty of product. But I think to try and include every single product in a piece of legislation is very difficult given the complexity. And look, you know, if I could say that, you know, certainly cladding is really important, but gee, you know, if you've got nuts and bolts which are inferior, which hold the structural steel together, you can appreciate. But there again, would you go and list a nut and bolt in legislation? Probably not. So I think this is a capture-all.
The CEO of the Fire Protection Association of Australia, Scott Williams, ending that report from Thomas Ariti.